My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast. And today is an episode about strengthening your respiratory system with Hatha Flow and Pranayama practice. And this was actually something I taught at the beginning of the shutdowns early in 2020. And interesting timing to share this because we're going into Saturn retrograde this weekend, as I talked about on the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast. Check that out if you're not a subscriber there. If you do yoga and meditation, it goes along so well with Vedic astrology. That's how I got into Vedic astrology. One of my yoga teachers also taught that. And they come from the same source text. There's a lot of overlap there. And this is a great time right now to kind of be going back over what have we learned through this past year of these lockdowns and these transformations in society and health that we've seen. And having a healthy respiratory system is very important, and yoga gives us a lot of tools to do that. And I'll be sharing some great practices for that in today's episode. And if you want to join us for live classes and hundreds of on-demand classes, you can now get the free 7-day trial at quietmind.yoga. Yes, you can now join for a free 7-day trial. Check it out. See if you like it and want to maintain a membership. The price will go up eventually, but you'll be locked into the price that you sign up for at quietmind.yoga. We have 8 live classes a week on Zoom, and over 200 plus on-demand classes you can watch anytime on any device with me and 2 other amazing teachers, and we will likely be adding more soon and keep growing. We've got classes in all styles for all levels, lots of variety and options to choose from. So if you like these podcasts, you'll like the videos, and we practice through most of those classes so you can see the examples if you want to see the postures as well. But as always, I like to teach here on the podcast in such a way that you can close your eyes and just be in your practice and don't need to see the screen. So hope you enjoy today's practice. If you have any questions or feedback, please reach out on Instagram at quietmind.yoga. And I always love to hear your feedback. What do you think of the classes? Anything you want to see more of? And leave a review on Apple Podcast if you enjoy this. It makes a huge difference in helping us reach people. And I want yoga to be freely available to everyone who wants it. High quality classes. For anyone who wants it. So you can always leave a review, and that helps us reach more people. And again, thank you for listening and enjoy your practice. Come find a comfortable seated posture. If you have something to sit on, like a cushion or a block or something like that, you can sit up on that to elevate your hips. Let's start just by becoming aware of the breath that you're starting with today. And notice if maybe the breath can sometimes get in the upper lungs more shallow, or sometimes it's down in the lower belly, moving the diaphragm. Sometimes it feels like restricted and tense. So just noticing whatever you're starting with, there's no right or wrong way to breathe necessarily, but by becoming aware of where we're starting, we can just notice. And as we go through our practice, notice different ways to engage with the breath. So if it's shallow or tense or uncomfortable right now, that's okay. If it feels easy, smooth, open, light, that's okay too. Let's bring our one hand to the belly, the lower belly, and just begin to breathe into your hand. So it's very common that there's a sort of reverse breathing thing that happens for some people. Basically, we want, when we inhale, the belly to expand. That's going to allow the diaphragm to move, the organs to move. And when we exhale, we want the belly to draw in. So with your hand here, you can feel that. When you inhale, allowing your belly to expand. When you exhale, allowing your belly to draw in. And of course, in Western culture, that we don't want to have our bellies stick out. There's a common sort of self-consciousness about that. But here, Doesn't matter, just letting your belly stick out as much as it wants to. All right, we'll let that breathing practice go. We'll come back to focusing on the breath throughout our practice. But let's start getting into some movement. So come down to your back with your knees in, rocking a little side to side, massaging your back. And come to the center and bring your hands to your knees, shins, or ankles for a happy baby pose. And you can extend one leg at a time. You could rock side to side here. Any movements that feel good for you. And bring the soles of your feet together down to the mat in supine bound angle. Feet together, knees apart. And here, again, you could have one hand on the belly, now one hand on the heart, or just like arms overhead or wherever is comfortable for you. So we're starting with some simple hip openers, starting with the inner hips, the adductors. And allowing your breath to become a little slower and deeper than maybe it would normally be. And now start to bring your knees back together into a pigeon variation, right ankle over left thigh. And you could stay right there if there's already some tension in your outer right hip, or hold hands behind your left thigh or left shin. Shoulders and neck stay relaxed. And we'll hold and breathe here. And you can even imagine that your breath can go to the outer right hip where you feel the sensation of the stretch, or the back of the leg, wherever you feel this for yourself. Imagine your breath can breathe into that space. And we'll slowly release over to the other side, left ankle over right thigh. So listen to your body. If you start to bring your right thigh in and your left knee is in pain at all, do less. But if you're okay, do the same variation on the other side. For those of you who've been joining us the last few weeks, talked about the regulating the nervous system 2 weeks ago and how it can be sympathetic or parasympathetic, so rest and digest or fight or flight, essentially. And the breath is the most prominent way we can affect that moment to moment. So just a little bit slower, deeper breaths can help get us out of anxiety, stress, fear, overwhelm, into more ease, calmness, presence, grounded. And slowly release this pose here. And we'll go into this quad hip flexor stretch. So your right foot comes under your left leg to your left hand, and your right knee just lowers down to the floor. If there's any pain in your right knee, just let go with your hand and let it be a little less intense. But if you're okay there, you can bring your left knee in to your right hand. So we're aiming to stretch the front of the right leg here, the hip flexors and the quads. And again, imagine you can breathe into this area. One of my teachers who studied breathing, just breathing for many years, would say that good breathing is good shape change. And poor breathing is not allowing the lungs to move, not allowing the torso to move. So as you breathe, Imagine you can breathe into the front of your right leg, and your belly can move, your ribs can move. And on average, the average person is breathing like 40 to 60% of their lung capacity. So maybe we can bring that up to like 50 to 70% of our lung capacity today, just a little bit more expansive. And then we'll slowly let this go and switch legs. Same thing to the other side. Again, listen to your knee, especially here. If there's any knee pain, just do a little less. Imagine you can breathe into the front of the left thigh here. And then we'll slowly release to bring both knees in. And hold outside of the knees or the feet, again, like happy baby, but this time we'll focus on the hamstrings. So bending one knee, straightening the other leg. And you can kind of rock a little bit out to the side. And then we'll go to the other side, bending one knee, straightening the other leg. And you can just hold on one side or just keep bending and straightening a few times like that, just easing into the hamstrings. I think it's really helpful early in a practice to just start with simple movements, releasing the tensions that we might be starting with. And now we'll come back to center, hugging the knees to rock forward and back along the length of your spine. Keep your chin slightly tucked in. Massaging from tail to shoulders. And then come all the way up to sitting and over to hands and knees. And start to make any movements now in your spine, hips, and shoulders, listening to your body, feeling things out here. It could be forward and back. Side to side, could be holding still on different spots. And then we'll come back to a neutral spine for a cat-cow as you inhale, extending your spine, arching your back, lifting your chin. And as you exhale, round your back to cat pose, shoulder blades apart, just a few times. Through cat and cow at your own pace. So we're aiming to have a little bit slower breath than usual, but still easy to breathe. So if it feels like you're running out of air, it's okay if you go a little faster with the breath, but as best you can, slow, deliberate movements and slow, deep breaths. And back to a neutral spine, to a cow pose again. This time you might take your knees a little wider apart, reach your arms forward towards the front corners of your mat, and either lower to your forehead or your chin, getting a bigger stretch in the chest and shoulders, lengthening the spine more. And a couple of breaths here. Now walk your arms to your left into a side bend. Left ribs shorten, right ribs lengthen. You might even press into your left hand and reach with your right hand to accentuate that. And we'll go over to the other side, same thing, side bend. And we'll come back to the center into a twist, right arm underneath, right shoulder down. Your left hand can press into the floor. Breathing into your upper back. So we're doing all of the spinal movements here to start as well, easing into healthy function of the spine. Then we'll come back to the center, to the other side. Left arm threads underneath. Left shoulder down, hold and breathe there. You can even imagine your breath can go into the back of the lungs, left shoulder blade. And we'll come back to the center into a cat pose again, rounding your back shoulder blades apart. Those of you here last week, remember we did that activation thing here to build some heat? We'll do that. So digging your fingers into the mat, tuck your toes. You can lift your knees just an inch or two off the ground and hold and breathe there. Navel draws in, hands press and back rounds. Hold and breathe. If this is too much, you can just come down to one knee, but with just a couple more breaths here. Feel the internal heat increasing, the tapas, the agni, the digestive fire we mentioned last week. And then we'll slowly lower back down to hands and knees. And again, just moving any way that feels good, more fluid, less stiff and tense in the body, letting that heat move throughout your whole body. And then from here, tuck your toes to sit back onto your heels now, stretching into your feet. And you can keep leaning forward or sit up more vertical and interlace your hands behind your back to reach your arms back behind you. Lift your heart forward and up. Hold and breathe here. And then we'll slowly let that go back to the hands and knees. And point your fingers back towards your knees, stretching into your wrists and forearms. So we're addressing the whole body here, as always. And you can lean back to intensify that. Or if it's too much, just lean a little bit forward. Maybe even go a little side to side, just feeling out the wrists and forearms. And then we'll let the hands back to neutral. Keep the tops of your feet down and sit back onto your heels this way. So we can start to lean back and lift the knees, stretching into the shins and ankles. If this doesn't feel quite right, you might need to point your toes towards each other a little more and less straight back. Now, if you're okay here, you could interlace your fingers, reach your arms up overhead, keeping the knees lifting. Keeping the heart lifting as well. Looks really good, everybody. And then we'll slowly let that go back down to hands and knees. Last thing here for the wrist, the palm faces up on your left hand. Fingers point back to stretch back into the top of the wrist and forearm. This one's a little more intense usually, so not quite as deep. And then just kind of shake out, loosen up your left hand, and then we'll go to the other side. Right palm faces up and fingers point back. So lean back and stretch the wrists. Again, be careful with this. It can be a little sensitive. And then we'll shake that hand out, loosening that up. And back to downward facing dog. Now bending one knee at a time. Easing into your calves, hamstrings. And keep your left knee bending. Press your right heel down towards the floor. You might even shift your weight a little to your right. And hold here in this version of down dog, getting a little deeper into the calves. And switch to the other side, same thing. Hold and breathe there. And now to down dog, holding there. To step your right foot forward, maybe with one step, into a low lunge. Left knee down to the mat. You'll start to move with the breath here. Inhale forward into a lunge and exhale back to half splits. The same kind of movement we've been doing the last couple of classes. Inhaling forward, exhaling back. Easing into the connective tissue and the hips and knees. And the next time you come forward, we'll stay there in the low lunge. Now you can make this more of a deep stretch, lizard pose, lowering your hands down, or more active, arms up like low lunge, or even more active, tuck your back toes, lift your back knee into crescent lunge. We'll hold about 3 to 5 breaths, any version of this lunge, what feels right for you. You want more energy right now, more grounding, more stretching. Feel into your body, hold and breathe. Imagine your breath can fill up your entire body, head to toe. And we'll all lower the hands down to the floor and step forward, forward fold. Knees can bend a lot here. You can hold on to elbows, hang out. You can move your neck around any way that feels good. And now lower your hands to step your right knee back and down. And that same movement, inhale forward to lunge, exhale back to half splits. Not your deepest stretches here maybe, but just some movement in the joints, in the connective tissue, these less flexible areas around the hips and the knees. And next time you come forward, lunge, again, any version of this. You could be lower or higher, coming into the lunge to hold and breathe here. Listen to your body, your breath, what feels right for you. Very good. We'll lower the hands down and step forward, forward fold. Now we'll come into a version of a half lift that I encourage you to do this way today. Hands on your thighs, lifting your heart. Your knees can be bent quite a bit, but focus on a sort of cow pose in your spine. So you're lifting your heart, arching your back, right? So we don't need to have straight legs here, and it's okay if you're up a little at an angle. And then here, you might even take some of the weight off your hands, like locust pose, reach your arms back, lifting your heart, feeling you aiming for the back of the legs to activate and the back of the spine to activate, and the triceps even with the straight arms. And then we'll let all that go, forward fold. And here, a little more straight in the knees, but you could still bend one knee at a time, easing into that. So we're just building some more activation in the body here. And we'll come down to the plank pose, shoulders over wrists, and start to activate the front of the body. So here, bring your left hand maybe to your right shoulder. If you need to lower a knee to do that, do that. And then we'll switch, right hand to the left shoulder. And again, you could lower a knee here to help with that. And back to the plank to lift your left leg. And back down to lift your right leg. Noticing the front of your body getting stronger, building some heat, activation, energy. And then lower everything down to your stomach. Elbows under shoulders into a sort of rolling motion here with the breath. As you exhale, peel your body off the floor. And as you inhale, back down to the floor. So continue with your breath. This could go all the way to a forearm plank, lifting your knees, or you could keep your knees down. A few times at your pace here. Next time you come into the forearm plank, we'll hold there. Again, your knees can be down or knees lifted. Hold and breathe. And let everything release back to the Sphinx pose. And bring your hands down like tented fingers off the sides of your mat. And here, we'll just start to come up on the inhale, lifting your heart, and then exhale to one side. Inhaling to center, exhaling to the other side, getting into the front of the shoulders. Continue with your breath a few times. And then we'll come back to the center, back to hands under shoulders, to downward facing dog. Step your left foot up to the front of the mat and right foot up, forward fold. With a bend in your knees, engage your core to roll all the way up to standing in mountain pose, head comes up last. Shoulders relax down your back. You can kind of walk your feet out a little bit till you find where it feels natural for your legs to land. Now we'll start to move with the breath. As you inhale, reach your arms up overhead. Exhale, forward fold all the way down. Inhale, half lift, lengthen your spine like we practiced. Exhale, plank. Hold for an inhale. Exhale, belly or chaturanga, lower down. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Exhale, down dog. Looks great. Pausing here in down dog. Inhale, right leg reaches back. Exhale, step forward, lunge. Inhale, float your arms up, high lunge. Hold, breathe here for moments. You could also have your hands on your waist or hands together at your heart to help with the balance. Next, exhale, lower your hands, plank pose. Hold there for an inhale. Exhale, belly or chaturanga. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, down dog. Really good. Hold and breathe there for a moment. Next, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, forward lunge. Inhale, float your arms up high, crescent lunge on this side. Hold and breathe. Now lower your hands down to the ground, step forward, forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up, lengthen your spine like we practiced. Exhale, forward fold, round your back. Inhale to reach all the way up, arms overhead. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, reach arms up. Exhale, forward fold all the way down. Inhale, half lift, long spine. Exhale, plank, right to chaturanga or belly on your exhale, no pause. And then inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, down dog. Now lift your right leg back and open your hip. Hold and breathe there with a bend in your knee. Move your heel towards your tail. And then step it all the way up to warrior two. So your back heel turns down. Yep, arms out like a T. Either heel to heel or heel to arch alignment with your feet. Shoulder blades moving together and down on your back to strengthening the shoulders and upper back. And now turn your palms up for reverse warrior, reaching back, creating a length through your right ribs. Now to side angle pose, right forearm to thigh. And you can make circles and movements of your left shoulder in both directions. Or you can hold on one spot if you want to. Now wrap your left arm around your back, palm faces away. And here you can let your head hang down or look up towards the ceiling. Whatever feels better in your neck. You can go into a bind here if you want, right shoulder inside your knee to reach back and clasp your hands. That's it, Susan. You might want to bend your knee a little bit further forward to get in there. Good. Good, good, good. And we'll lower back down to plank, to chaturanga or belly. Cobra or up dog. And back to down dog. So you can always skip those vinyasas if you want and go right to down dog. You can always modify and do locust or other things. Left leg reaches back here in down dog, opening your hip with a bend in your knee. Hold and breathe there. And step that all the way forward to warrior two. Back heel down, arms extend out. Really nice. And of course, if your shoulders are getting tired, you could always have hands on your waist. Otherwise, shoulder blades together and down on your back. Press your feet down and apart like you're trying to pull your mat apart with your feet. Imagine your breath can go to all corners of your body, fingers and toes. Now palms up, reverse warrior, reach back, create a length in your left ribs, more space to breathe in your left ribs. And side angle pose, left forearm to thigh, right arm can make movements, circles in both directions, or if you just want to hold in one spot, you can do that. Now wrap your right arm around your back, palm faces away. Opening your right ribs towards the ceiling. You could stay here or bind. Left shoulder inside the knee to reach back. Awesome. And then we'll slowly release back to plank. Again, you can go to vinyasa or right to down dog or any version of vinyasa. To step or hop to the front of your mat. Inhale, lift halfway up, long spine, strong back. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, reach all the way up, arms overhead. And exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Chair pose as you exhale, hold and breathe here. Feet can be hips distance or together, whatever feels more natural for you. Arms can be up like a Y or hands at the heart. Noticing the internal heat again building here. And now exhale, forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up, long spine. Exhale to plank pose, hold and plank. Right hand a little forward from center for side plank. Stack your feet or lower your right knee down. Hold and breathe here. Then we'll come back down to the center when you're ready to the other side. If you want a little bit more, you could raise the top leg. I forgot to say that on the other side. Very nice. So we'll come back down all the way to your stomach for locust pose, lifting your heart, reaching your arms back, and slightly bend your knees so your hamstrings contract and strengthen here. Move your shoulder blades together and down on your back, strengthening the back. And then let all that release back to downward facing dog. Lift your right leg straight back and step it forward into a high lunge. Now here, reach your arms back like locust pose in the high lunge. Lean forward and lift your back leg any amount to warrior three. Just like you were in locust a moment ago, but now you're balancing. Yeah, and Jane, start more like a diagonal line and then just slowly ease into it from there. And then yeah, we'll all start to come back down to warrior two And bring your left hand to your left hip. Right hand to the right corner of your mat, or if you have a block, use that. To half moon, Ardha Chandrasana. Hold and breathe there. Very nice. We'll come back to the warrior two. And straighten your front knee for triangle pose. Right hand to the shin or inside the ankle, palm faces out. Left arm opens up or wraps around the back. Couple breaths here. Back to the warrior two. To float your hands down to plank pose, back to plank. And right hand a little forward from center for side plank, stacking the feet. Again, your right knee could lower or your left leg could lift here, building more strength in the core and outer hips. Nice. Back to the center for the other side, side plank. Any variation here, listen to what feels right for you. And then we'll come back down to the stomach for the locust pose. Again, reaching your arms back. If you want to do a variation, you could interlace your hands behind your back here. Lifting the heart, slightly bend your knees, strong hamstrings and back. And just notice what has to work here to hold and find those same things in a minute in Warrior Three. And we'll slowly lower down back to down dog. Left leg reaches back. Step forward to a lunge. Into the locust arms again in the lunge. Reach your arms back, lift your heart. And slowly lean forward to lift your back leg. And you could interlace your hands here again if you want on this version. You can also have your hands at your heart or arms reaching forward if you want more challenge here. And back down to warrior two. Right hand to your right hip. And left hand to the left corner or block for half moon pose. Very nice, and slowly back down to the warrior two. To straighten your front knee, triangle pose, left hand inside your ankle or to a block if you have one. And right arm can reach up or wrap around your back, opening right ribs towards the ceiling. You can also look down, more of a stretch on your upper traps and shoulders, or you could look up, more strengthening of your neck. And back to the warrior two. Float your hands down to plank. Last time with the side plank. Right hand first. Now here, if you want another variation, bring your left foot to the floor behind you into a back bend and extend your spine, lifting your heart here. And then we'll slowly come back to the other side. Side plank. And again, you could bring your right foot to the floor behind you into a back bend. Nice. And then back down all the way to your stomach for either locust or bow pose. So if you can bend both knees here and grab the feet, you can go for the bow pose. Press your hips down, lift everything else up. If you don't quite reach the feet, you can still bend your knees in that direction, moving towards bow. Very nice. And lower down, back to down dog or child's pose, a few breaths here. walk, step, or hop to the front of your mat. Inhale, lift halfway up to lengthen your spine. Exhale, forward fold. Chair pose to hold in chair pose. Couple breaths here. And rise all the way up to stand. As you inhale, reach your arms up. And exhale, hands to heart. So bring your hands to your waist here and turn your left toes out for some version of tree. Foot to your ankle, calf, or thigh. Now you could stay just like that, or with your left hand, grab the big toe and extend the leg out. That's it, good. And then slowly come back down over to the other side. Tree pose, ankle, calf, or thigh, or grab the big toe and extend your foot out. Couple breaths here, any version of this. Very nice, so we'll come back down. Now to dancer pose, so your left hand will grab inside of your left foot. You can use a wall for this to help with the balance. Otherwise, start to hinge forward, just like we did Warrior 3, but now we have this bow thing as well. Right arm can reach forward to counterbalance. Couple breaths here. Now slowly release back down. And to the other side, right hand inside the right foot. And hinge forward like bow pose, like locust pose, put together to dancer pose. Hold and breathe. And then slowly release back down. Back to standing. Inhale to reach your arms up. And exhale to fold all the way down. Inhale to lift halfway up, long spine. And exhale to step out to your left into a wide stance, wide-legged forward fold. And here, start to make any little movements side to side, just bending into one knee, easing into the hips, hamstrings. And bend into your right knee for Skandasana. So here, you might have your right heel lift, it's a little easier, or heel down is a little more challenging. Turn your left toes up. And then your hands can help you balance, or one hand to the heart, or both hands to the heart. Nice. And then we'll slowly come out to the other side. It's very common to hold the breath in balancing postures, so it's noticing your breathing here, even with all the other stuff happening. Very nice. And we'll come back to the wide-legged forward fold. And you can do any version of this. You could interlace your hands behind your back or arms reach out underneath you. Any version that feels good for you, you could hold anywhere along the way. Now we'll start to bring the hands back under the shoulders for all of us. And heel toe your feet in a step or two for a horse stance. Hands on your thighs. And move shoulder to opposite knee, left to right. And come back to the center. And heel toe your feet in another step or two for Malasana, low squat. Again, heels can lift or heels down. Hands can help you balance, or hands to the heart. Now we'll all lower the hands down to the floor behind you. Baddha Konasana, feet together, knees apart. Either stay sitting tall or fold over your legs. If you want a different angle of this, do the wide angle version, the legs out like 90 degrees or wider, folding over the legs that way. And we'll stay here a few breaths. Now, right foot to the left thigh, Janu Shirshasana, head to knee pose, and fold over the left leg any amount. And then we'll slowly go up to the other side. Same thing. Slowly come back up to bend your knees, feet on the floor. So you're in this crab shape with your hands supporting you. So let your knees rock side to side. And let your knees fall to your left and stay there for a deer pose. So your right knee into your left foot. And turn to your left, down to your hands or elbows. If you have a little more room to work with here, you might come down to your head on your hands. And slowly come back up to the other side. Knees to your right, deer pose. Turning down to elbows or hands. Now start to come back up, back to sitting, and over to the hands and knees. So here we're going to bring the right foot forward like we did at the beginning of class into a lunge. And we're going to progressively increase the compression of the core with deeper twists. So the twist can be like centering and grounding at the end. But we're also going to find where we can find space to breathe, even when our body is restricted. So start with an open twist. So your left hand is out to the left, and your right arm opens up here. So make sure your right knee is forward. So this gives you a big open twist. There's some rotation in your spine, but there's a lot of room on the front of your body for the organs. Now, if you want to add on here, you could bend your back knee and grab your foot. More of a quad stretch. So we just did some other deeper hip openings. So we can add the quad here. And if you want to just bend your knee in that direction, that's okay too. Nice. And then we'll let that go. Now, bring your hands up to your hips. So you have to kind of adjust to come up here. And left arm reaches up into a side bend, giving you a little length on that side. To a closed twist, elbow outside your knee, hands together in prayer. Turn your heart towards your hands. Hold and breathe. Here's more compression now. If that's too much, though, you can go back to that open twist. Now, if you want to add on here, tuck your back toes, lift your back knee, contracting the quads. And keep turning your ribs to the right towards the ceiling. And we'll slowly let that go back down to hands on the floor. And step up to the front of the mat. And we'll do a little bit of crow pose practice here. Feet together, knees apart. More of this contraction of the core. So you might just lean into your hands right now. Or you might do a little hop, lifting the feet a little bit. Maybe heels come in towards your tail. Couple of breaths towards crow pose. And then we'll let that go back down. We'll come back to it in a minute. It's good. And then we'll step the right knee back and down. Right hand off your mat, open twist here on this side. Notice the space you have to breathe here in this twist. And you could bend your back knee and grab your foot if you want. Or move in that direction. If you've got the foot, let that go and bring your hands to your waist to come back up. Right arm reaches up, side bend, and closed twist, elbow outside the knee. Hands together in prayer. Turn your heart towards your hands, and you can add the tucking of the back toes to lift the knee. Hold and breathe here. Finding space to breathe even in this very contracted position. Now slowly let all that go. Back down to crow pose, step your feet up. And again, you could start with your feet together, knees apart, and just start to shift your weight into your hands to lean forward and lift one heel, maybe the other, in towards your tail. Very nice, everybody. Very nice. And then we'll do just a little bit of side crow, maybe side crow prep today. But for this one, you want your feet together and the knees bending, just like crow, but the legs are together now. And then your arms reach out outside the leg like that closed twist that we did. Your arms are out to the side, like the distance of a plank pose. Then you lean into your hands, bring the bottom heel in, then the top heel. And again, you might just go somewhere along the way today, leaning into the hands, maybe one heel in, then the other. So this is a really big compression. Hold and breathe anywhere along the way. Very nice. And we'll go to the other side. Last little bit. Legs still together. Elbow outside the knee. Yep, that's it. And then hips up to lean forward like chaturanga. Bottom heel in, and the top heel maybe. Yes. Nice. All right, and we'll slowly come down. Nice. Good work, everybody. Challenging stuff. That's our last little push here today. Big challenging stuff. So let's come into some sort of inversion. So you could do a wide-legged forward fold. Legs up the wall is what I'm going to demonstrate. But if you want to work on headstand or some other inversion, that would be a good time for it now. We'll have about 40 seconds just to be upside down. If you want to put your legs up the wall or work on something else, you can do that. Yep, shoulder stand is good, Ron. All right, and then we'll all come to legs up the wall eventually here. Looked great, Jane. So now we're starting to wind down our practice even more. You can even bring one hand to your belly, one hand to your heart, like the beginning of class. And notice your heart rate starts to lower. So we've elevated the heart rate, now starting to come back down. So in our flow practices, we play with that range. We expand our capacity to be challenged, to be active. We also expand our capacity to be able to rest and get out of the active states when we need to. And get out of the fight or flight response, get out of fear and anxiety into slower, deeper belly breaths, which help regulate the parasympathetic nervous system we talked about 2 weeks ago. So your eyes can close or rest your eyes on a single spot. Just a couple more breaths right here. And when you're ready, just slowly start to scoot back to your mat, come down to your back. And let's do a simple twist on your back. So on your mat, just have your knees to your right, hips to your left. Just a simple twist. Arms can be out like a T or a goalpost. And then slowly go back to the other side. Hips to the right, knees to the left. And we'll come back to the center. Just laying on your back here. Now you can have your arms just rest beside you for Shavasana, or legs out. Or you could also have one hand on your belly, one hand on your heart here. And just noticing your breath here as we move into Shavasana. So in the eight limbs of yoga, we practice the asana, the postures, the main focus of this style. But also after the asana comes the pranayama, the practice of controlling the breath or directing the breath. And prana is the life force, the energy, the vitality. And one of the main ways we direct that is with our breathing, but also with our thoughts and our diet, our habits. But here, just noticing your breathing And one of the interpretations of pranayama is that we learn to control our breath, so eventually it becomes very effortless and easy and light. So letting your breath have less effort, in a way, less control, less restriction, more ease. The average person breathes maybe 15 to 17 breaths a minute, which isn't too far from hyperventilation. It's very stressful to breathe that fast for your nervous system. So these slower breaths that we've gotten into here, you get down to like 5 to 7 breaths a minute, maybe 5 or 7 seconds on the inhale, and the same on the exhale. Your body starts to release all these feel-good hormones. Your body feels that it's safe and content, can relax muscle tension. The mind doesn't feel as threatened or in danger because we can relax and take deep belly breaths. And now, before we transition, just sort of bookmark this feeling, what it feels like to have completed your practice, moved your whole body, freed up some room to breathe. So if you start to feel out of alignment with this throughout this week ahead, you can come back to things that help you feel back in alignment with this ease and openness that you've cultivated. When you're ready, start to move from that sense of center in the arms and the legs, hands and feet, moving your body in a way that feels centered, aligned, and natural for you. And start to come back up to a comfortable seated posture when you're ready. And we'll take a moment to close our practice with the hands together at the heart, bowing the mind to the heart and to each other. Thank you all for practicing today. Namaste.